37.
Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off yet another week of fun here. Of course, we did this thing 7 nights a week, so it never really stops. 8:55.
The fun just keeps on going.
Endless. And, in fact, you can always go to freetalklive.com and continue the fun there, because we actually allow you to create the content of the website. And what could be better than that? As far as a talk show host website goes, it's not a show site that's focusing on what we think is important. It's what you think is important. So you can find something that you think's interesting online. You can post it on our website, and it can then be voted on by others. So voted up, voted down, and ultimately, hopefully the most popular stuff will make it to the front page, top of the site. So go and see for yourself. It is brand new, by the way, the system there. It's Reddit integrated now. So if you haven't been in the past couple weeks, you're going to see a whole new look to the front page as you scroll down and look at the different items that have been submitted there by listeners just like you. So go to freetalklive.com. Ian here with you tonight.
Daryl.
And Mark.
All right. So we'll take your calls about anything, as we always do. That is the point here at Free Talk Live. But to start things out, I've got a disturbing update on the Vernon Hershberger case. Now, if you've been listening for a couple weeks, you probably heard our friend Derek Jay from Peace News Now. He checked in with us on a recent Saturday show and gave us the rundown of Vernon Hershberger. And, Mark, have you been following this trial?
As much as
anyone,
I suppose.
Well, the trial's over.
Well, right. Trial is over. I don't know if sentencing has happened yet.
I think not.
But he was found not guilty of basically setting up a business surrounding selling raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
And they went after him for some licensing-related charges, and another one was a charge that had to do with them ordering him not to take stuff out of his refrigerator.
Like, the hold order was the one that he was found guilty of.
Right, so there were three licensing-related charges he was found not guilty of by a jury, and then this holding order restricting him from opening his family's refrigerator and feeding his family of the raw milk that he had in there, or whatever else, cheese, I'm not sure what else was in there.
Raw milk products, plus his regular food.
Yeah, so he violated that holding order, and the jury found him guilty on that one, apparently. And so there's an update on this case. Now,
but before we get into the update, as Derek pointed out, the hold order never should have happened because he did not commit the crimes that caused the hold order to be put in place.
As evidenced by the fact that he was found not guilty.
Yes, that's what would be the case if the legal system made any logical sense whatsoever.
But since he wasn't allowed to argue, if you find me not guilty of these things, then you have to find me not guilty of this fourth charge, because that charge never should have happened.
Well, it's one of those sort of included charges, but I think that it's also pretty spurious in and of itself. Really? You're going to tell me that I've got to let milk spoil in my fridge?
2,300 pounds of food.
That's what I've got to do? You want this food for evidence? You go ahead and take it. Don't leave it here so I can decide whether or not to go after it. I mean, that's just ridiculous. If they want a man, I mean, I don't need to hold milk spoiling in my fridge just because you gave me an order to, you officious stinking bureaucrat.
And now
tell me how you really feel.
Update in this case, thecompletepatient.com has the story. Prosecutors in the Vernon Hershberger case have filed a motion as of Friday asking the judge to revoke the raw milk farmer's release order and throw him in jail. Prosecution move comes less than a week after Hershberger was acquitted on three misdemeanor criminal charges in connection with failure to have retail and dairy licenses. He was convicted of violating the holding order in the case. The state's main evidence that Hershberger violated his release agreement of January 2012 is an article from the Wisconsin Capital Times, in which, according to the motion, Hershberger admits that he violated the bail condition all along. Specifically, the article notes that Hershberger never stopped selling raw milk and other farm products to members of his buyer's club, which presumably presumably was also part of the bail conditions in the case. The motion adds that Hershberger's conduct appears to be similar to the conduct forming the factual basis for the offense of the conviction, a violation of the DATCP holding order. It requests the court exercise its authority and revoke the order releasing the defendant. Now, in a lot of cases, bail conditions can be very onerous and can essentially restrict an individual from doing various different things that he otherwise would be allowed to do. And sometimes bail restrictions can be in the realm of the completely ridiculous. And they tend to take these sorts of things very, very seriously. So it'll be interesting as to whether or not this judge actually acknowledges what this prosecutor wants, because the prosecutor's just filing a motion. The judge does not have to agree with it.
And this is an overturning of what the jury said, right?
No, this is... Okay, so they put him in, you know, they arrested him for whatever, these charges. They then bailed, he got out on bail, and part of the bail was you can't operate your business anymore. Part of the bail was you can't violate.
You can't open this refrigerator that we've wrapped evidence tape around.
You can't violate the holding order. He allegedly, you know, violated the holding order, and he allegedly was operating his business continually after the fact that he was told not to. That's what the motion is essentially from the prosecutors. They're saying, all right, well, he's been found guilty of this, so we can just file, you know, we can bring him back into jail and he can sit in jail awaiting sentencing. It's essentially my understanding of this position.
Right. So he violated our order not to do something that shouldn't have been put in place because he was found not guilty of the
thing that we violated. Exactly.
Okay.
Right. It doesn't make logical sense. It's just the legal land
system. It absolutely makes logical sense. These people are authoritarian nut jobs, and if an authoritarian nut job tells you to do something, they're going to do everything in their power to harm you. I mean,
okay, yeah, from that perspective. I mean, if you're looking at it from the legal perspective, it doesn't make any sense.
You're arrested for resisting arrest because you didn't put your hands behind your back when we asked you what your name is.
So the problem for the state may be that the bond and conditions of release of Hershberger in early 2012 specifies as its key condition that Hershberger not sell or produce food unless he has a retail license, a dairy plant license, or milk producer license. Conditions the jury acquitted him, seemed to lift by pronouncing him not guilty of violating laws requiring the licenses. What a convoluted situation, according to thecompletepatient.com. Moreover, the state tried and failed in March 2012 to have Hershberger jailed for violating his release agreement. When the judge refused to consider a letter from the state making the request, the judge insisted on a formal motion. Now, more than a year later, the motion seems to have been filed just days after the state suffered a major court defeat. These guys are definitely not the most graceful losers. Elizabeth Rich, one of Hershberger's lawyers, said she was very disappointed with the state's action. We had hoped the jury's verdict last Saturday would lead to the dialogue Vernon has always said he wants with the DATCP to try to build rapport between farmers and consumers. The state will seek to have the motion heard as soon as today, when a telephone hearing is due to be held to set a date for the sentencing hearing in connection with the holding order conviction.
What benefit does the DATE, whatever they are, this Department of Agriculture that went after him, what incentive do they have to enter into a dialogue with dairy farmers and dairy farmer customers?
None.
I mean, they have no incentive. None whatsoever. You know, I don't even know that these are laws passed by the legislature. They may just be rules passed by this bureaucrat.
That's how most laws come into place, is some legislature or Congress somewhere passes a law creating an agency and then says the agency shall have the power to create rules
regulate
and regulations.
And, you know, it may not be the case. Maybe the legislature of Wisconsin decided that, I can't remember the names of the diseases that one might get from raw milk. It's just too dangerous and that people shouldn't have raw milk. But that still doesn't mean that the organization has any interest in dialogue. As far as they're concerned, these people are heroin addicts.
Apparently, there was a 1 p.m. conference today about these matters, but I'm looking for an update to see if this has been updated. I don't see anything out there right now as far as what might have happened at this 1 p.m. conference. We're obviously well past that at the point of doing the show. So if anyone else has an update on the Hershberger conditions, has his bail been revoked at this point, because the judge may have made a decision on that today, would be interested in hearing about it. If you know more, please feel free to enlighten us at 855-453. But either way, just the idea that the state prosecutors are this vindictive. I mean, They basically lost their case with one guilty conviction and three not guilties, and they're coming after this guy saying, we're going to put him in jail.
They put a lot of time and energy in this.
Right, we want him in jail as long as we possibly can because, damn it, he didn't obey the state, and they are pissed. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll. Free line, you take control. Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Youngevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
I dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. We have listening options for you. Live streams, we've got them. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. can go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in to any one of those. Also, over 115 great radio stations. We've got satellite options, including XM satellite radio, plus our free-to-air KU band is available courtesy of Bitcoin across Central and North America. You can learn about all of that over at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, there's our webcam and listen lines that actually allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. So thank you for listening at listen.freetalklive.com.
Porkfest X is from June the 17th to 23rd at Rogers Campground.
That's 2 weeks away.
It is. It's really soon. In beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Now, this is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It has nothing to do with the flesh of pigs.
Although, there may be some of that available.
I'm certain there will, yeah. But it does have to do with David Friedman, Lou Rockwell, Mary Roard, Bob Murphy, and Free Talk Live. We'll all be there. It promises to be the biggest and best Porcupine Freedom Festival yet. Get registered now at porkfest.com. That's pork with a C. F-E-S-T.
I don't think you can.
Registration closed Saturday.
Man, you can't do that. Sorry. Yeah. You
can get are now late. Only available at the door.
Yeah, it's not too late. You can still, well, there's no real door to Porkfest. It's a big campground, but you can purchase tickets.
Well, there is the registration booth.
There's an area in which you will be able to purchase a ticket if you come to the event, but it's $75 now. There's no more early bird discount at this point. There is a day pass, from what I understand, so if you can only make it up for a whole day, you don't have to pay the full $75. That $75 gets you in for the whole week. So if you want to do a day pass, that's an option as well. So looking forward to it. It's going to be great to be around. You know, you mentioned some big names there, Mark, but the real reason for me is to be around 1,000 people that love Liberty. And there's some really cool
1,045 tickets
so far.
It's really,
really
great.
That was posted in one of the various Facebook groups or on the event page somewhere.
I believe that may already make it the biggest Porkfest thus far. I mean, I think the last year's might have gone a little higher than that with the walk-ups counting, but if pre-sales is over 1,000 this year, this is probably going to be the biggest one yet.
Yeah.
Could be.
It's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it, and we're going to be there starting actually on Sunday. Mark, you and Stephanie are going to be doing the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live pre-Porkfest. So Porkfest Eve, you'll be kind of kicking things off. So that's fun. Anyway, we'll look forward to seeing you there. PORCFEST.com. Still a good site to go to kind of get a feel for what the event's all about.
Well, you can see the schedule.
Yep. That's very useful. That's happening, and we can't even scratch the surface of that. Jeremy's on the line. He's listening to KZNU in Utah. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
I just our radio station picked you guys up a few months ago, so I've really been enjoying you guys' show. But
thanks.
I thought I'd call in. I guess I might have a unique perspective on the story you guys have been talking about. I actually work for my own state's Department of Agriculture. And I'm one of those I guess evil bureaucrats, regulators, commissars.
Only if you're keeping people from buying raw milk.
You know, as far as I understand, our own state statute on milk and dairy products is essentially buyer beware. We certainly have published standards and such, but you're not forbidden from buying the product that you want to buy.
Basically. Utah, according to farmtoconsumer.org, Utah is a farm sales legal state. So, meaning that I guess you can't sell it at retail, but if you go to a farm stand or something, then it would be legal.
Yes. I can't speak for all states, but I thought that I, in a state that's more or less sane, I thought that I would address. So our department, the legislature, the Utah legislature, would pass an act or amend an act, and then we do have administrative rules that we publish, but we publish those rules, and there's a 30-day public comment period, and almost nobody ever comments.
How many people know about the public comment period?
Well, they do have to, we're required to advertise in say, like the classifieds or whatever, that there's a public comment period.
Right. Well, so my question is, how many people actually read that? Because I know that I don't.
I know I don't either. And I guess that devolves on the citizenry to become better informed. Because these things, they're not technically done behind closed doors. They're, we go through due diligence, I guess, to make do what we need to do to make the public aware. But above and beyond the public comment period, at least I can't speak for all state agencies, but in our state agency, and I'm sure this applies universally, at least in Utah, once a proposed rule change has been, so this would be the department rule, this would be, so the legislature passes a bill, and then we say, well, this is how we intend to enforce that, then the public comment period, and then the committee that oversees the given agency, the legislative committee, then reviews the rule change, and they put a final stamp of approval, yay or nay.
So what you're saying is that there's a legislative group of legislator types who has to approve everything you put in front of them, but they're pretty much a rubber stamp, right? I mean, do they normally disapprove of things?
I've never personally heard of any legislative body saying, no, we don't like that. Now, it is true where they've asked us to change some things, you know, hey, change this or that, and then we'll approve it.
So what job do you hold with this Department of Agriculture?
Well, we have probably seven different divisions in the department. I work for one of them, plant industry. So we do, we have about 18 different state statutes we administer. Seeds, fertilizers, pesticides, organics even. One thing I like about working for the state of Utah, we're relatively sane, like I say. A lot of the work that we do is either consumer protection type, in other words, protecting the consumer from fraud, deceit, or coercion on the part of a vendor, or voluntary compliance from agricultural producers. We don't do a lot of bringing down the hammer on people.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine the agriculture police, but I guess they've got them in Wisconsin.
Well, there would it be the Department of Agriculture that would come in and raid my business if I decided I wanted to sell some raw milk in Utah?
You know, next door in Nevada, they actually pride themselves on, they have pesticide police who are law enforcement. They go through post-training and they carry firearms. And I find that, so I've said, if it ever comes to the point where my department wants to arm us and send us to post-training, no, thank you, I'll find a different job.
What is post-training?
The police officer, I can't remember what the S
is. Gotcha.
Safety training or something. Yeah. Interesting, Jeremy. I appreciate you calling with your perspective tonight. It sounds like
very interesting.
You're not as invasive as some other state agencies, but either way, do you feel like there would be something, a way for your... the things that you do to be done without the auspice of the state, without this idea of a violent monopoly?
I can think of one perfect example where we're actually in competition with private entrepreneurs, I guess, and that's in organic.
So like certification, for instance?
Organic certification. We offer that as a service. We're in competition with private companies who are off.
Jeremy, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing
thanks
from
a lot.
You at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and Nevada's one of the states where raw milk sales is completely illegal. Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. Corporation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-453. Hey, we've also got Skype. Our Skype username for you to get in touch with us, lrn.fm. Send a contact request. You'll be accepted. I'm accepting them as I speak, actually. And it will be easy for you to connect to us on Skype in the future. So, again, username there, lrn.fm. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there, including news updates. We'll keep you in the loop about Free Talk Live. You'll know the latest if you are on our news email list. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You'll get more than just news about the show there. You'll get posts like the Vernon Hershberger trial update with him possibly having his bail revoked, that article. I posted that to our Facebook page. So you'll get some of the show prep, some questions we might ask you during the show if you're on Facebook and Twitter. The email list is just for important news about the show. You can go and get signed up for any one of those over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way for you to get Bitcoins. Bitcoins are the new international currency. You've probably heard some news stories about them. They are a leap forward in the area of currency. Just the whole idea is so significantly better than the currencies we currently have that there's been a huge run to Bitcoins. Something that was worth 3 years ago, maybe 20 cents. Does that sound right? Maybe it was 4 years ago that the two pizzas were sold for 10,000 bitcoins. Now each bitcoin is worth
over $100,
about $120, $130. That just shows you the level of demand that's out there for bitcoins. So if you want to get some of these the bitcoins, because I think that they're the future of currency, or at the least they at very least they point the way to the future of currency. just go ahead to go to BitInstant.com. Let them know that you know how you want to fund your account. You know, they've got the little choices there. They make it easy for you. They explain it. For instance, you can go to more than a million locations around the world, deposit money, and by the time you get home, you'll have bitcoins in your account. It's BitInstant.com. They make it easy for you. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, so 855, 450 free. Daryl, you've got more on something that's related to this Hirschberger case with the raw milk farmer. I want to get to that, but I want to make sure we get you on the line here first at 855, 450 free. Chris is on the line in Texas listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. Are you are you talking right into your phone?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Go ahead, sir. Uh-oh. Tell you what, we've got a really bad cell with you right now. I'm going to put you on hold, Chris, and we'll see if we can get you on maybe a better cell or have you call right back. Because I am interested in hearing what you have to say, but I have to be able to hear what you're having to say.
Indeed.
So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Can you give us a summary, Daryl, of what you want to bring up here?
Yeah, so apparently someone with the Wisconsin Radio Network, which is basically Wisconsin Public Radio,
okay,
spoke with the secretary of the Department of Agriculture in Wisconsin, and he says that the agency is now in a bit of a gray area following the Hirschberger trial.
And what does that mean?
Well, I'll just go ahead and read the article because it's real short.
Yeah.
So Agricultural Secretary Ben Bransel says it's too early to determine how this will affect activities at the department. Internally, we are going to start our process of reviewing our rules and regulations, he says. He also says that his office remains committed to food safety and to making sure the public receives wholesome products. And with that in mind, he told inspectors to proceed as usual. He says they'll, quote, continue to follow the rules and regulations that we have on the books. And as to whether the state pursues further action in the case, Bransel says that's up to the attorney general. This was a case that the attorney general's office handled in the courts, and they're the ones who will make a determination on what and if there will be any further steps to it regarding the possibility of challenges for his inspectors as a result of the Hirschberger verdict.
Bransel says, passing the buck. He's saying,
I have no idea.
So he's passing the buck to the attorney general's office saying that, well, it's not us who's deciding to go on and, you know, go after this guy. It's the AG.
Well, they took it through the court. We've got rules and regulations on the book, so we're just going to keep following them until somebody tells us to do otherwise.
You know, the rules and regulations is the only thing that I can get out of this that makes any kind of sense as far as these people going after Vernon Hirschberger.
We've got a rule on the books.
Right, there's a rule. We've got armed people need to follow rules. I mean, it's, and I'm sorry, people bring up the word Nazi way too often in the political discourse. But when you have somebody who says, we were just following orders, except they don't have the silly Hollywood Nazi accent.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck do you expect them to do?
Well, they're going to review their rules here, Mark. I mean, that's
well, thank God they already threatened this Vernon Hirschberger guy with years in prison over selling raw milk.
They didn't say we're going to change them.
They just said they were going to review
them. We're just going to review them.
Right. Now, this
is the problem, though. People want this milk. Vernon Hirschberger is not running around shoving raw milk down the throats of babies.
This is a pretty common, what I consider to be a blow-off by the government guys. This is a way for them to make it look like they're actually going to do something when, in point of fact, they're not even going to do anything. They're probably not even going to review the rules. They're just saying that. But it's very similar to the case in Orlando. If you recall, there was a couple. Actually, there still is. I'm pretty sure it's still pending. But this couple with the garden in their front yard and the city of, was it Orlando? One of the suburbs there, came after them for it. And this city essentially is telling them, yeah, we're upset, we're going to come after you. And then there was this media response where the media came in and the city kind of backed off a little bit. The city enforcers, well, we're going to review the ordinances and we're going to make sure that we can work in some sort of changes for these folks. But the changes were not necessarily friendly, and ultimately they're not going to be fixing anything, at least from what I understand.
Right.
So...
And- Mark, you said that it's one of the rules, so they're enforcing it. I went to one of my favorite websites in the world, dumblaws.com, and I have found some of the things that are on the books in Wisconsin that I can guarantee you they don't enforce.
I always
it is
question
illegal
these...
to kiss someone while on a train. Margarine may not be substituted for butter in a restaurant unless requested by the customer. Whenever two trains meet at an intersection of said tracks, neither shall proceed until the other has.
Love
as
that.
People used, says that as people used to smuggle it in from Illinois, all yellow butter substitute is banned.
All right. So, but Mark says he questions these. Do they actually cite where these laws come
some
from?
Some of these do.
Yeah. Interesting. Let's go back to the phones here. We've got Chris in Texas. We're going to try him one more time here. Get him on a different line.
College Park is the name of the...
Chris, you're talking about in Orlando.
Yeah.
Chris, go ahead.
Hey, I hope you can hear me better now.
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, I was watching the 540-day victimless crime spree about Derek J. this morning.
Oh, great.
And I was wondering, has anybody filed any kind of charges against these individuals for the amount of assault by contact that I saw on this video?
The amount of assault? Is that what she said?
Where Derek was assaulted numerous times, once in the gazebo, once down on River Street somewhere when he got his bike run into by the cop car.
I don't think anyone knows how to do that sort of thing.
Well, even if anybody did file a lawsuit, they would say we've got immunity.
Right, yeah, the government would just claim to be immune.
I'm not talking about the filing a lawsuit. I'm talking about filing criminal charges. Because nowhere, I'm reading y'all statutes right now, nowhere in here does it say that they're immune from being prosecuted for the very same things that they try to prosecute.
Oh, yeah, they would have some sort of sovereign immunity where they would say, well, because I was working for the police at the time, I'm therefore immune from charges.
How does one file criminal charges?
You call the cops.
No.
That's how it happens in New Hampshire.
You're going to want to get a notary to notarize your sworn complaint, and you need them to fill out a juror. It's called a juror. And that's where
I'll tell you what, Chris, if you want to hang on, we can bring you back here in a moment. I've never heard of this. It sounds like another legal theory. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV. A simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy all the features we give to you there. We've got a bunch of them. And if you like the fact that all those things are free, well, maybe you'd like to support the show through perhaps your Free Talk Live AMP. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can become an amplifier for $5 a month. We'll take that in, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations all around the country. We'll go to industry conventions, which is where, Mark, you and I are going this week.
Just a couple of days, right?
Errol will be hosting the Wednesday show with Nemi, and then I believe Julia and Johnson on Thursday.
So, all hell's breaking loose.
So we'll still be cranking out the live shows for you, even though Mark and myself will be in New York City schmoozing it with the industry bigwigs, and I will have the honor of giving an introductory speech for the Freedom of Speech Awards ceremony. So I got 2 minutes.
Is Mark the winner?
No, it's actually Glenn Beck.
Are you the winner?
No, Glenn Beck.
Glenn frickin' Beck, seriously?
Well, if you think about it, I mean, the guy deserves credit for what he's done. I mean, he's launched his own internet news network, and, you know, whatever your perspective on his editorial view, he's broken away from corporate radio in that aspect.
Yeah,
he still does his corporate
radio. Did that years ago.
But... okay, so they've got one Freedom of Speech Award, and that Freedom of Speech Award tends to go to some big names out there. Howard Stern got it 1 year.
Michael Savage got it. And the year Michael Savage got it, he mailed in a DVD of his acceptance speech, and they played the acceptance speech on the big screen, and basically he didn't win any friends by doing that.
Yes, so
I expect Glenn Beck will actually be there this year to accept the award.
He comes to the events.
Yeah, every year people have been there to accept the award, except the year Michael Savage was the awardee.
Well, George Takei came to accept it on behalf of Howard Stern.
That's true. You're right about that. But George Takei is probably better to have there anyway.
I thought he was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was great. So, yeah, we do those things. That's stuff that we can do with the Free Talk Live AMP money. And you can be an amplifier for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com and get bonuses like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Chris is back with us listening in Texas on the TuneIn app. And Chris, you're suggesting that our friend Derek Jay, who's now producing Peace News Now at peacenewsnow.com, daily 5-minute update, news update, he should sue, or I guess bring criminal charges against the individuals in the police department who physically harmed him in the course of doing their jobs. You were suggesting some sort of legal tactic. We are fairly skeptical here of this suggestion because it's our belief, I think, and I can speak for all three of us here, that essentially the government will just say, yeah, that's immune. We're immune from that. Case dismissed.
Here's what we do here, and I don't want to drop no names on your show because I've called your show many a time, and I know you're skeptical. I've talked to you when y'all were out in California, and explained this whole process to you then about how you file it with the magistrate and then go to.
You were in California. You were at the Bitcoin conference.
No, I called in while y'all were in California and talked to you on your show.
Very good.
I'll
take your word for it.
Explains how you file the criminal charges, go through a notary, get the sworn complaint verified in front of a notary with a jurat. You send that criminal complaint. You don't go down there to them because then they know who you are. But you send.
They're
going to
know who you are because your name's on it.
Okay, but you can't size a person up if you can't see them.
They know exactly who I am.
Oh, yeah, they know who Ian Freeman is.
And they'll know who Derek J. is.
They know who Daryl W. Perry is.
I tell you what, guys, I'll challenge you to this. I'm going to send the verified criminal complaints to New Hampshire to one of your top officials up there, and I'm going to file the charges myself again.
How can you file charges?
City of Keene mailing address is 3 Washington Street, Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay, but hold on. How can you file criminal charges if you're not the victim in the case?
Because I'm a witness to the crime because you put a video online that shows these people doing these exact crimes.
Excellent.
Right. I would love to see how this happens. Yeah, please send that to whatever departments you need to and CC me at ian@freetalklive.com, and I'd be happy to see how this goes for you.
It's really tough when people call in to Free Talk Live and give us homework assignments like, well, you guys got to do this, you got to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, we could spend hours and hours and hours researching.
I've already got 4 open cases for myself right now.
But, I mean, Ian went to jail for 90 days, a 90-day sentence for basically...
Days, yeah.
It was a 90-day sentence
saying,
I don't understand when he's... You know, refused to
right.
basically dealing with the judge.
By 30-day contempt charge for that one.
3 of them.
Right, but there were 3 separate reasons I got 3 different contempt charges. That was just one of them.
Okay, I tell you what. I won't go into details, but I can tell you this much, guys. I was charged with a felony. I charged every one of them with a RICO charge. They have not come back to touch me since.
So the felony charge hasn't been dismissed, or it's just still sitting out there?
It went into I don't know where it's disappeared into the wayside.
So when was this that you did the felony thing?
A year ago.
So in theory, you would have had a court case, and they would have filed a failure to appear, and they would have arrested you by now if you'd missed a court. You know, they would have found out about you, where you are, and have come and got you if you missed some court date. So you're suggesting they just put it on the wayside?
Well, I know that they would have arrested me all because I go down there all the time. I'm pretty active here in Fort Worth, and they know me quite well. I've taken a U.S. Marshal into the traffic court to have.
All right, well, tell you what, Chris, you let us know. Daryl and I are both bloggers over at freekeen.com. You could actually just email news@freekeen.com if you want, and that'll email both Daryl and I at the same time. And you can send along whatever documents. Give us, you know, CC us on whatever documents you're filing in court. And, you know, we'll kind of keep an eye on the case and see how it goes. Does that mean you'll have to come up and appear if the case is accepted?
They're never going to get that far. But as soon as they have a Supreme Court justice coming down on their head, they're not going to go that far.
Well, wait. So what do you expect to have happen?
When you file charges against the district court judge, you file charges against him with the Supreme Court justice. That Supreme Court justice is going to laugh it off and be like, oh, they send you the evidence themselves. They tell you they're not going to do their job, which is prescribed by law. And then when they send you that evidence, you send a copy, a certified copy of that form with your sworn criminal complaint against the Supreme Court justice, saying that you're going to go straight to a grand jury to have him indicted. And I promise you that Supreme Court justice, he's their boss.
He's that district court's boss. And he's going to say, you need to make this go away because this is something I was
make
not involved
what go?
In. Well,
hold on. It's already over. Derek J. already went to jail, so...
He's got a suspended sentence, currently.
Right. I mean, it's over. What do you... Are you expecting that by suing that that's going to stop the prosecution? Because this is already over a year ago.
Well, I understand that this is not only talking for Derek J.'s case, because I know that he's still active in, you know, the movement, and you're active in the movement. Everybody up.
So you're saying that your suit might somehow put a you know, cool them down a little bit, stop them from being so aggressive as in the future? Is that what you're suggesting? I hope it does. And
that video.
Like I said, I'm interested in seeing what happens, Chris. So definitely let us know, and thanks for the call tonight. Good luck. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, the more legal eagles can get active here in New Hampshire, the better. I mean, I am skeptical of a lot of it. I think that the best argument you have is that you can drown them in paperwork to some extent and make yourself a difficult target legally that may discourage them from going after you in the future. I think there's some argument to be made. I don't think any particular prescription as far as how to do a certain thing is the reason why. You know, I don't think it's one form versus another form, or, you know, one paragraph of words versus a different paragraph. I just think it's they just don't want to mess with people that aren't going to be pushovers.
Yeah, and, you know, filing the paperwork is significantly better than doing nothing.
Yeah, so I hope he does email us that information.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he volunteered to do that. And, you know, I know, like, Jay Noon, who's called the show a number of times, he's talking about moving up to New Hampshire. And, gosh, I mean, I'd love to see people doing this stuff. We had a guy visiting today, Matt from New York, who was talking about driving with no license. And now he's been doing it for years.
Yeah, he should be here sometime next month.
Is he moving here?
To one of the neighboring towns.
Oh, great. Well, then maybe we'll get to have him do that in court. Because, you know, the more stuff that we can throw out there, and let's see what sticks. I support it. But like you said, Mark, we don't have time to do it all on our own.
No, but there's a lot of people in the Free State Project. A couple of movers just moved in this past weekend, and they had more than 20 people show up in the heat to help them unload.
90-degree heat.
Yeah, with one single Facebook post. So that's
pretty amazing.
What New Hampshire's all about.
No doubt. And, of course, you're talking about the Free State Project. We'll talk more about that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here, and it's Free Talk Live.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at SealedWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealedWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealedWithClubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.